श्री कृष्णा चैतन्या प्रभु नित्यानंदा श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो डियर डिवोटीज, वैष्णव एटिकेट्स इज लाइक एन ऑर्नामेंट ऑन द डिवोटी। How much devotion has been digested by all of you, how much spirituality has been imbibed by you is judged or is observed by everybody else, the way you behave, the way you conduct yourself, the way we conduct ourselves, how much वो हिंदी में बोलते हैं ना, हम कौन कितना पानी में है वो पता चलता है। How much devotion has been accepted by all of us is seen by our behavior. So exactly, even if people don't know you, how many years you are in bhakti, or how much sadhana you have done, how much austere you are, how much vrati you are, or how much strict you are with your sadhana, people may not know any of these things. But simply when they see you, they understand everything what they have not understood also. It is said that hundreds of scriptures and shlokas that you read, much more than you, hundreds of scriptures and thousands of shlokas, what you learn through them, you learn millions of times more than being with a pure exemplary devotee for few moments. And that too, he may not be speaking also. If you are just with a pure Vaishnav and he is doing something, like maybe eating prasadam or drinking water or doing something, not talking to you or giving pravachan, but if you are with him and you watch him for few moments, that gives you more philosophical understanding and Vaishnava understanding of everything, much more than reading slokas and scriptures. Because he is like the concentrated elixir of Krishna consciousness through his behavior. His behavior is like a concentrated elixir of nectar, the way Prabhupada would drink water. You know, there are some devotees who just became devotees because they saw Prabhupada drinking water. Just they saw him drinking water, the way he drank water, they became devotees. Some of them became devotees the way Prabhupada took out the currency note from his purse and made some payments to some devotees for something. Some of them were becoming devotees because they saw Prabhupada taking care of a devotee's toothache during his Vyas Puja or Guru Puja. So each and every action, you know, every kataksh, every glance that the pure devotee does and how he conducts himself is the very proof of the tons of devotion that he has, you know, boiled in his heart, concentrated. And before that, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Haridas Thakur, ki there are some devotees who are very good in Shastra and sadhana, and you know, many rules and regulations, they are very good at that, very strict and very pakka, but they are not so good at behavior in etiquettes. And there are some devotees who are very good at behavior, very exemplary in behavior, but they are poor in scriptural knowledge, their understanding of scriptures and everything is not so good. But you, O Haridas Thakur, you are the best combination of both. That is why I declare you as an ornament to the Vaishnava community. You are an alankar to the whole Vaishnava community. You are our decoration. Your presence is our decoration. And the same way Haridas Thakur said that the Trinadapi Sunichana is the decoration of a devotee. It's a kanti mala of a devotee. So you see how important in the train also, when you are traveling and you know, you put somebody puts his foot on you, or you put your foot on him, and there's a fight, and then You argue, he argues, you are a Tilakdhari and he argues, he is not Tilakdhari. And what people say, अरे प्रभु जी आप तो डिवोटी हो ना, आप तो कम से कम अभी क्या आप क्यों ऐसा करते हो, अभी छोड़ो ना उसको, आप आपसे ऐसा उम्मीद नहीं थी कि आप ऐसा बात करेंगे. सो मोमेंट यू पोज एज अ डिवोटी, इमिजिएटली द एक्सपेक्टेशन ऑफ अ बिहेवियर इज वेरी हाई फ्रॉम पीपल. व्हेन यू वेयर कंठी एंड तिलक एंड होल्ड अ कंठी, होल्ड अ जपामाला एंड गो ऑन द रोड इन पब्लिक प्लेस, पीपल अननोइंगली एक्सपेक्ट वेरी हाई एग्जाम्पलरी बिहेवियर फ्रॉम यू. एंड वेन दे एक्सपेक्ट फ्रॉम यू एंड वेन यू डू अकॉर्डिंगली दे बिकम वेरी हाईली इम्प्रेस्ड. एंड दे एक्सपेक्ट एंड यू बिहेव अकॉर्डिंगली, मतलब यू परफॉर्म अकॉर्डिंगली, दैट्स लाइक सोने पे सुहागा. सो दिस वैष्णव बिहेवियर इज एक्सट्रीमली इम्पॉर्टेंट. एंड द बुक, the story of the book is that that particular book of Vaishnava etiquettes was is Anjali Agarwal there by any chance? Was edited by Radhanath Maharaj and Braj Bihari Prabhu in a car journey from Barsana to Kurukshetra. When I, Maharaj and Braj Bihari Prabhu traveled together in the car, in that whatever 8 hours journey in the car, that book was edited, and that book is now with you, you know. So you can choose to be not there. I want to not embarrass you. Hare Krishna. Take
care.
Sit. So that book has got a lot of guidelines how to behave, and it's very practical, very nice. And but whenever I read it and whenever I spoke it, I felt that there were so many lines in between the lines which needed to be spoken about. It is a very exhaustive book, very, you know, Brishabhanu Prabhu and very senior devotees who are very intelligent and very philosophical in nature, very advanced devotees. They have made the draft, and Radhana Swami and Braj Bihari Prabhu, the two great pandits, they have edited the book and they have published the book. It's a very exhaustive book, but still always I felt that there is much, 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 much more to be spoken to the devotees. And maybe at one point of time also in counseling meetings, I used to tell the devotees to make notes and keep it in with you as additional supplement to the book. So today I want to speak a little bit more about being human before being a Vaishnav. So many a times we are more of a devotee and less of a human being in the name of being a devotee. We do our chanting very nicely, we do our sadhana nicely, we took up a strong vrata and we do everything wonderfully. But when it comes to simple human expectations, you know, we don't take care of our mother, we don't behave nicely with our sister, we label them as non-devotees. And you know, always devotee, non-devotee, he's a non-devotee, he's a non-devotee, and then we make lot of questionable behavior. We have seen, and we fail to do many ordinary human duties, many ordinary human duties. And we still think we are devotees and we do so many things. But I feel that those kind of Vaishnava etiquettes which we follow very nicely, when we meet devotees, when we embrace them, bow down to them, temple, we bow down and we go cook and serve and everything, and we come home and we with our wife and with our mother and with our father and the brother and sister, we behave in a very odd way. We dump our mother-in-law in a hospital and go to deity worship in temple, and don't even go to see the doctor when mother-in-law is admitted, because we can't give up our service in the temple. So we tell the doctor, doctor says, where are you? I want to talk to you, since so many days I am waiting for you. No, I have a service in temple, and mother-in-law is alone in the hospital. So this is where the so-called, the way we apply terminology, non-devotee, world, doctors and nurses, they sense that what kind of devotees are these? They don't even take care of their family members. who are so-called devotees, not devotees, and they think their so-called devotional duties are very important than attending to their near family members. So that is where I feel most of the devotees fail in understanding what is Vaishnava etiquette and what is it based on. Vaishnava etiquette remains in the air as a 101st floor of a building, and that 101st floor is existing without 100 floors and the basement and the foundation. It's just in the air somewhere. It can collapse anytime. That is, there's no foundation. So the basis of Vaishnava etiquette is founded, or the foundation of that is human behavior, basic human behavior. So why I said, of course, naturally she went away. Why I said I want to talk about her is that she is a walking encyclopedia of a Vaishnava. Because she as a human being, she is so much caring and so much tolerant in taking care of her mother-in-law, before father-in-law, and brothers-in-law and sisters-in-law. I've been watching her for, now we are married for 34 years. I've been watching all these years when she was a small girl of 19, just married, having a baby in hand. And then 10 years after marriage and 15 years after marriage, when she was new in Grihastha Ashram, when she was 10-year-old in Grihastha Ashram, when she was 15-year-old, 20-year-old, and now when she's also elderly, she has a very old mother-in-law. I've seen that consistently she has been a very caring daughter-in-law, very caring sister-in-law, because she was the youngest of all. She was youngest of all. She was always humble in front of her senior brother-in-laws and everybody. And she has... she was first of all not so much, you know, welcomed in my family, because they didn't want their doctor brother to they wanted doctor brother and sister-in-law, and so many things they were there in the family, my father and mother. So she was not so welcome in my family, but still she tolerated all that and never brought in front, and she did so much exemplary behavior that now she is the dearest personality in the whole family. My sister was the cutter enemy of hers, because my sister thought that this girl somehow, you know, put her net over my brother and captured him. Aisa unka ek mood tha. And now all their problems and their difficulties they only share with her. She is the counselor of that same sister of mine. She may not take her as counselor out of her ego, but she does that. And then to her family, to her mother, to her father, to her grandmother, also she was a counselor. She would take care of them in their crisis and mental whatever anxiety she would have. She would open up to her hours and hours. Her grandmother would cry and she would console her and give counseling to her. Please don't make sound. I request you humbly. So, breaks my link, please. So be it her own family of mother and brother and sister, or be it her in-laws family, and be it general people in society. I've seen her, may it be an occupational therapist who comes home to treat Varshabhanavi, may it be some servant, may it be the full-time servant that we have. You know how much care she takes of all of them, how much kind she is to them, how much considerate she is for them. This is actually Vaishnava etiquette. Not that we read in the book that we see Vaishnava, we bow down to them. That everybody will do, because that is expected out of you. But where the Vaishnavas are not seeing you, what you are doing, there when you exhibit this Vaishnava behavior, that is where you are counted as a Vaishnava. Like in the office, like in your working place, like in the being in the train, like when you are buying sabji from a sabji vendor. Everywhere she has exhibited the kindness of a Vaishnava, being kind to them, giving them prasadam, sabjiwalas, and taking 50 rupees from them for Janmashtami. All that loving interaction, giving prasadam to them, giving the kheer of Sharad Purnima to all the building people, not now, right from our rental houses, distributing prasadam. So where no devotee is going to watch you and tell that, oh yes, nobody is watching you as a devotee community. Only you are in so-called non-practicing spiritual people. But because I am her husband, I have been watching all these years. So what I am trying to tell you is, real Vaishnava etiquette is much, much beyond what you read in the book. Real Vaishnava etiquette is in the heart, that you have to become a devotee at heart. Then that natural Vaishnava behavior will ooze out of you everywhere, wherever you are. When if you have bathroom, you are with some materialistic person also, we are dealing with a wheelchair maker, or we are dealing with some sabji wala, we are with a baniya whom you buy grains from. Everywhere that Vaishnava nature is seen, and people appreciate. So let us all become human beings first. Let us not fail as Vaishnavas to do our normal human duties in the name of Krishna's duty, in the name of devotional service. Like she was dressing the deities in Radha Gopinath every Thursday for years together. Without fail she would go. How much trouble she would come to. But when Varshabhanavi is born, since that day she is unable to go. But she is all time taking care of Varshabhanavi. And nobody else will come to ever know what is the scene at home, what's happening at home, what kind of challenges and warfare is going on at home. But when she will meet you, I am like very outspoken person. You can make out from my face I am angry or I am not angry. You can make out immediately I am outspoken. But she will never make you feel what she has gone through that day when she will talk to you on the phone or anything. Because that is the real nature. And then with that Vaishnava substance, she will keep fighting with the situations around her. And my daughter is one person, full-time engagement is there. On that, my mother comes, 91-year-old, another child, demanding, shouting all the time. It's like constant warfare going on. But she is what she is. She never changes. She never says, I have got bugged with my mother so many times and I wanted to send her away to my brothers. She would preach me, no, we should not do that. We will become old one day. And if our children want to send her away, us away, how would we feel that time? I don't want to do that. Because my grandmother has taught me how much she has tolerated for her samdin and her this and her that. So all that culture which she has adopted from her grandmother is manifest now. So I am trying to request all of you, before even we go into studying the Vaishnava etiquette, how to behave in temple, how to cook prasad, how to do deity worship, how to bow down, before we even go into these topics of discussion, how to deal with seniors, how to deal with sannyasis, how to deal with grahasthas, how to deal with juniors, all those elaborate subjects are there which are very important. Before that, I would request you to practice of being a natural Vedic human being, doing all our duties properly. You know, at times we spare our devotional service to take care of our normal duties at home. But when you do that, then we can face Krishna, na? We cannot face Krishna doing some cooking for him or dressing nicely for him, neglecting our child at home or mother at home or father at home or mother-in-law at home. How Krishna will be pleased? It's a show. It's a facade. It's a false facade that we create in front of Krishna and devotees, how great we are. But actually it's all khokla. Actually it's all vacant inside. It doesn't have any substance inside. So, where common behavior is coming in picture, let us all cultivate that Vaishnava behavior in common dealings. When we deal with our subordinate in the office, our seniors in the office, our train passengers together, our vendors, our sabjiwalas, our shopkeepers, wherever we are doing human interactions, let those be unseen Vaishnava behaviors. Let them be. Nobody will see you, but the people who are interacting with you, they will see and they will note, ye devotee hai, this is devotee. They don't know anything about philosophy, but they know you are a devotee. They should perceive that. Those who have no knowledge of devotional service, no knowledge of Vaishnava behavior, etiquettes and everything, they should perceive that you are a devotee. That is real devotion. It may not be externally exhibiting in front of devotional community, in yatras and in Sunday gatherings and in counseling meetings and everywhere. That time we are at our best because we are ready for the best. But when the best is expected in the odd situations, that time one who performs best, that is real Vaishnava etiquette. So this was my small introduction. And I'm not as great as my wife in behavior and in normal dealings and normal this thing. I'm actually told, many people have told me, you are a good upadeshak. Upadesh dene ke liye aap bahut expert ho. And I also accept that. Because upadesh karna aur usko vyavahar mein utarna, usme bahut antar hota hai. What is ideal, a pravachan can be given nicely, but how to conduct that pravachan in activity is a big challenge in life. So with deep gratitude to Brajeshwari, I welcome you all in the realm of Vaishnava etiquettes. Hare Krishna. You can have, you can ask any questions if you want to ask.
If you permit, can I give some comments and some...
Yes, yes, please.
I am in the Krishna for almost more than 20 years. And the last 10 years I am in Hyderabad. And last 6 years I am a consultant neurologist. Whatever the point you have told, it is very important because in our communities it is very much lacking. That is, in the last 6 years, I will tell you, almost every month and sometimes almost every week, I see the devotees coming to me. I am not a counselor, I am not very much experienced and mature like you, but people come as a doctor to me, as a patient to me, and they don't want to go to the psychiatrist, they come to me. And I have seen the initiate devotees who has been for a long time, since 20 years, many 10 years, and the spouses having the panic attacks, mainly the wives having the panic attacks and the psychological issues. And I have to counsel them, you know, Baba, you have to give time to your spouse. That is important than giving time to the temples as you. I know that who give the full time, who give the service, some services in temples like deities, seva, all those things. And I have to tell them in upfront, you know, give time to spouse. You are a girastha. Giving time to spouse and kids are very important. The basic sadhana is definitely important. But besides that, in the last week only, two families, I have told them, you have to give time to your spouses. And there's nothing wrong in expressing love to your spouses in the cultural way, the Vedic way. The husband-wife is there for the... Because that is the loving relationship. That is and I have to counsel them, whatever you are doing, like Krishna is then a Paramatma. He is saying, as you suggested, when no one is there around, you have to behave in that way, in that circumstances. So giving time to spouses and children, for the Girastas, if you are Brahmachari and the Vanprastha Sannyasa, that is a different thing. But for the primary, now I have seen plenty of families in last 6 years in my doing consulting in the hospital. The devotees having so much issues, the stress, the panic attacks, the anxiety, neurosis, the irritable bowel syndromes, and so many things. And I have to tell them, please, all the, mainly the, I see the, even Mataji's problems is more in them because the spouse don't give the time, the husband doesn't give time, don't give time at the home. That's why, as you told Prabhuji, Brajashree Mataji definitely sees, she is the practical example. And I give the example to you. I know one family in Latur. Now he has some issue with the kid. And I tell them, but it's very difficult to take everyone such kind of difficult circumstances. But definitely all the females in our societies, they are much way more than the males in our society because they have to take care of so many things. I really am grateful to them. Thank you, Roji.
Very nice. Thank you so much. Any other question anybody has? Comments? child worship is more important than deity worship, Srila Prabhupada said. That was a comment came in Muralidhar Charan Prabhu. Also, Guru Maharaj told us that Varshabhanavi is your deity. Your deity worship is at home. All other worships will be secondary to the worship of Varshabhanavi. And that worship maybe nobody will see. Nobody will come and tell you, oh, you dressed Radharani so nicely today. Radharani is looking so beautiful today. Oh, you dressed? Oh, wow, really, wow. And nobody will come home and tell, Varshabhanavi will not tell you, I am taken care so nicely by my mother. That is where, when there is no single word as mommy or amma, no response from that side. Only you go on giving and giving and giving and giving for years and years and years with no response at all. Not even once. Thank you, mama. How are you, mama? Their calling also is not there. But you go on doing it for years after years after years with nobody watching you ever unless you go to yatra with her. So that's why I said that foundation of Vaishnava etiquette is much, much deeper in your human behavior, in your human conduct. And it's generally not seen. That whenever we see a building of 100 floors, we don't see the foundation. How deep is the foundation on which the building of 100 floor is standing? We never see that. It's never visible. You only see the building and the painting on the building. You never see the foundation ever after the building is constructed. So that is very important. The 100 floors are standing only because the foundation is strong. Otherwise, the 100 floor building will not stay any longer. So if there is no question on this subject, then I will go to the next topic. Is there any question? So with this background, now we should study the Vaishnava etiquette.